Baruch Hashem, we're up to day 96 in Chavetz Chaim. So we say the following, that it's all too often that a Baal Lashon Hara ends his, when he finishes speaking, he says, you know what, if the subject was standing here, I would even say it in front of him. Chavetz Chaim told us in Hilchos Lashon Hara, that doesn't make it better, it makes it much worse. To speak Lashon Hara in front of the person is even worse, because then besides you speak Lashon Hara, you're also insulting someone in public. And Rechilus also, Chavetz Chaim reinforces this stand. He informs us that it's a greater sin to speak Rechilus in the presence of the one whose comment is being repeated. For example, Reuben has told you Lashon Hara about Levi. If you hear Levi speak at the school dinner, it was awful. Later that day, you happen to meet Reuben and Levi on the street together. You casually remark, Levi, I heard you spoke at the school dinner. Reuben said that it was absolutely awful. Levi turns to Reuben, who, after turning every color of the rainbow, mutters some kind of denial. So Chavetz Chaim is a much worse type of rechilus. Why? Just like we said about Lashon Hara, right? Let's say I say that Reuben said you spoke awfully at the school dinner, right? So if Reuben wasn't here, say you'll start thinking in your mind, you don't know if he really said it, you don't know the tone of voice he said it, and this, right? But if Reuben is standing right here and I tell you to your face, Reuben spoke badly about you, and I'm saying it in front of his face, so then you accept it as fact, much more than if he wouldn't be here. And we see Reuben's just turning all, getting embarrassed, so we see that Reuben really said it.
Isn't embarrassment considered to be like murder?
Yeah, it's all.
Even to be accused is embarrassing.
Yeah. So see, basically it's worse to speak Lashon Hara or Rechilos, let's say Lashon Hara in front of the other person who he's speaking about, or Rechilos in front of the person who spoke, right? To say Reuben spoke badly about you, and Reuben is here, people think, oh, what do you mean? I don't care if he hears I say it. That's not the point. The point is, you're setting Reuben against Levi, and it's much worse if Reuben is right here now. That is day 96. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we're holding now Tetzva Obed Aleph, Masechet Makos. Baruch Hashem.
So 15a?
15a. In the article is like 15a3. Something like that. Something like that. Fine.
15a3, okay.
I think somewhere around there. I don't know that. So we were in the middle of a big sugya, Baruch Hashem. We're in the middle of learning a sugya. It's making us happy. So we're learning about Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Yochanan told us, if an asay comes after a los asay, right? First you have a negative commandment, and then a positive commandment comes afterwards. I mean, usually that's the way you do it. Then you still get malchus, right? Even though we have a rule, if the asay came afterwards, takes away the malchus, right? Mm-hmm. The lav hanitik l'asay, a lav which gets removed by the asay. Over here it's different, since the asay comes afterwards. Good? That's what he said.
But no, his original statement was, you have a positive and then first and then a negative, that gives you malchus.
That's what I meant, what did I say?
The other way around.
Fine, sorry. If you have a, that's the regular case, right? If you have a positive and then a negative, so even if you do the positive afterwards, you still get malchus. Good. Now he backed down from his ruling. Right? He said if you have a positive and then a negative, you still get malchus. He backed down. So we said, why did he back down? Right? So we wanted to know why he backed down. So he gave us a scenario why he backed down. He told us why he backed down because of the case of onus. Because he said, right, with someone forces a lady. Over there you have a positive, which says marry her, right? And then a negative, which says don't divorce her.
Right.
And we still see there's no malchus. See, even if it's a positive and then a negative, what do we say? What do we say? We see even when there's a positive and then negative. So we see from onus, even though it was a positive and then negative, we still see that if you're a Yisrael, what do we tell you?
You'll be married.
You marry her. And you don't get malchus. So
but
see,
a Kohen cannot.
Kohen cannot marry you.
So he has to get malchus.
Kohen has to get malchus. But
what do you think by the onus? By onus, who wants to share malchus?
In the case of onus, that's where it started. Okay. Right. So we say by the case of onus, we have over there, right, where the person forces the woman, he has a positive commandment to marry her. And also a negative commandment, don't divorce her. And we see the no malchus, so Rabbi Yochanan seems to be wrong. Now the object of Ula, what Ula is trying to do, he's trying to figure out what he's trying to do, he's going to give three, or maybe like three tries, or maybe four tries, he's going to try to explain to us why really the positive commandment came after the negative commandment. Which means, there's a negative commandment, don't divorce her. And the Torah gave you a new positive commandment to remarry her, to marry her the second time. That's Ula's object. Again, Ula is trying to show me why it makes sense in this case that you get Malchus, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. His whole point is showing me that you don't get Malchus, even according to Rabbi. I mean, what was Rabbi Yochanan's rule? That's if that say comes before the Lois say. That his whole object is, he's trying to prove to us that there's really this our scenario, the positive commandment comes after the negative. He wants to show us that this lav is getting removed by the asay, but he has to show me that there's a special asay to remarry her. I don't want the same asay I have to marry her the first time, right? Because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't help me. If the asay could be done before the lois asay, the positive could be done before the negative, and obviously it wasn't given just to fix up the negative. So we want a new positive commandment to remarry her. That's the object. That's what I'm saying. So he gives three tries. So how does he want to do that? First, he says, well, maybe I don't need, right? Way of Paschal says, marry her, don't divorce her, correct? So we want to get this. We want to get a new Paschal that teaches you to marry her. Right? I want to get a positive commandment after it says, don't divorce her, to marry her. Good, that's what I want. Right? So what's this first try? This Ula's first try is, this marry her, I don't need it over here. Why? Because I can learn it from what's Yishema, right? In the case of what's Yishema also, someone who he accuses the lady, that lady who he married, that maybe she was in the remarriage, they were engaged. Over there it's the same halacha. He has to marry her, not get divorced. So first he tries to make a kal v'chomer.
Well, he is married to her.
To stay married to her. Right, to stay married. So first he says, in the case over there, when it's Yishema, you have to marry her, even though...
He has to stay married.
If to stay married to her. And the Pasuk says, right, even though you didn't do any action, for sure over here you have to marry her. Right? So this first time marrying her, I don't need it. So therefore I could use it, I could bring it over to here. Right here.
Okay.
Which means I could use this marry her, bring it to here. Correct? Right. Take this marry her, Bama Tishemra. Okay? And bring it up, this to here.
Onus.
Right? To Onus, to marry her the first time. So now this marry her, I could carry over to marry the second time.
By Grusha.
You go to
if he divorced her.
Then you can marry, right? It's good. Which means I don't need the pasuk to tell him to me to marry her the first time. Obvious from a kal v'chomer. I know that from a tishim. So that is this pasuk's extra. I'll bring it over to here to marry her the second time. That was try number one. So the Gemara threw it out. The Gemara's second try was that what do you want to do? Maybe I need the case of Onis, but bring me from Motzei Shemra. Right. Since this Motzei Shemra I can learn from here from a kal v'chomer, that if you have to marry her in a case where you forced her, and we're more lenient on you, for sure we're more strict on you. That's the one I wanted to say, right? If in a case where Motzei Shemra where we're very strict on you,
because he gets a double
marriage. If in a case of Onis, we're more lenient on you, we don't give you double jeopardy, right? And still you have to marry her. For sure, in a case of Motzei Shemra, where we're more strict on you, for sure we have to marry her.
You have to, yeah. If you divorced her.
Because the more strict is the first also time. Fine.
Well, he's married by Motzei Shemra.
But we're saying you don't need the first pasuk to tell you to stay married to her. I understand that, but if you...
And so therefore it's free, and you can learn that the scenario of Grushin.
Right, exactly. So again, what's the Gemara saying now? Don't say the pasuk by Motzei Shemra. Why? Because I can know in a case of Motzei Shemra, you should for sure have to marry. Because if in a case where it's not such a strict case, we don't give you double jeopardy. You have to marry her, right? Meaning if in a case of Onis, where it's not double jeopardy, you still have to marry her, correct? So for sure, in a case of Motzei Shemra, where there's no double jeopardy, for sure you have to marry her. Is that a good kal v'chomer? Chanan, is a good kal v'chomer? If in a case we're more lenient, we only give you one punishment, we only make you pay, we don't give you lashes, by a case of force, and still you have to marry her, for sure, by Motzei Shemra, where we do give you double jeopardy, for sure you have to marry her, it's much stricter, so obviously we'll be stricter on you. That's the Gemara I wanted to say, right? And then if so, what comes down? The chazir is that this extra time, I don't need it over here, because I knew from a kal v'chomer. So this I could use over here. I teach you to marry her the second time. Again, it's open. Since I don't need a pasuk, I'll use it to marry her the second time. So now I have a say to marry the second time. So for fixing the pasuk, that's what Reb That's Ula's second try. That's what Ula's second attempt was.
Are we saying it's Ula saying this, or
it's Ula,
they're trying
Ula.
To come? They're trying to do it. The guy, what's his name? The art scholars seem to say that he was. He's trying to re. The Gemara is trying to reassess Ula's statement.
Fine, for Ula, fine. However, right, I don't know, Ula himself is saying it, right, the Gemara is saying it in the same, along the lines of Ula.
Not so easy.
So we're going to start from? We'll start from...
Daikal Mifra.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out how many lines are there.
So from the wides, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines up.
Fine, so that says 10 lines up from the wide lines. Second.
Ella, probably, you know.
Which Ella?
The word Ella. The third approach. Ella, on the first.
One line below. Right?
Yeah. But what are we going to the third shot now? What are we going into?
Yeah, you said you just did the first two, right?
The first, yeah, but we didn't say why you can't say the second shot.
Oh,
that
okay.
Kid?
So that's Iker Blumofer.
Right, Iker
Blumofer.
Well, I know. Yeah, so let's see. Let's see. Fine, so we're going to start for another line on top of that. When it's a Shemra. When it's a Shemra, may Oynes Nami Loi Bamar. You can't learn what's a shemra from onus. The ikal lemifrach, because there is to refute it. I'll tell you the following: mala onus. What is it by onus? Shekain asa maisa. That over there you did a action. Meaning, what do you want to tell me? That you were trying to prove to me that onus is more lenient. So if it's more lenient, because we don't give you double jeopardy and we make you marry her, right? So for sure, what's a shemra? Which is stricter, because we see we give you double jeopardy. For sure, you have to marry her. That was the Kal V'Chomer we wanted to make, correct?
Right.
So Mara says, not a good Kal V'Chomer. Why? Why is it not a good Kal V'Chomer? Because we're saying, the Ikal Mifrach, I could refute it by telling you like this. The onus is not more lenient. The onus is stricter. The Mala onus
has
a stricter side to it, good. That you over there, you did an action. Mala onus, Shekin Asa Maisa. What if by honest, over there by honest, you did an action. So since you did an action, so then, maybe that's why you have to marry her.
Versus just speech.
Versus just a bar mitzvah shemra, where you just did speech, exactly. That's what we're saying. So we're saying, we're refuting this second attempt. So they're saying, you were trying to show me that if in a more lenient case you have to marry her, the sure in a stricter case you have to marry her. I'm showing it's not true. The case of honest has a side to it, which is more strict maybe, since you did an action. That's why we're going to force you to marry her.
If you divorce her, right?
So let's see, why don't we do the third attempt? Just one is easier than the rest. Let's see the first one right on the line is Ella. Ella, rather. Lo yomar, don't say that we don't need the Torah to speak at the pasuk of Lati el Isha v'matzi shemra. We don't need it to say the pasuk of Lati el Isha v'matzi shemra. Why? Sharei ishtahi, because it is. Ishtar, because it's his wife.
Ishtar,
right? I mean, whatever Matzi Shemra. He's married to this woman, right? And the Torah tells me, you have to stay married. She should be a wife to you. Well, I'm already married to her. Of course, you don't have to tell me specifically she should. Just tell me, don't get divorced. Right? If you're already married to the lady, you need the Torah to tell me she should be for your wife? No. The other Torah just tell me, don't divorce her. So the whole words, but it's a shame, right? The whole fact he's telling you to marry her in the first place is superfluous. Sure, it's already his wife. He doesn't tell you to marry her. So lama nema. So why does it say, but it's a shame, why does it say, oh, it's a shame, right, that you showed to him it should be for a wife? So we don't need it over there. So if we don't need it by the topic of Motzi Shemra, right, because over there you're already married to her. So Tnehu Inyan La'onis, learn it, give it to the topic of honest, right? We said, if you don't even use it by that topic, use it somewhere else by a similar idea. So use it in a case of honest. right? To tell you that honestly, you have to marry. Now, if ain't in ye lefanav, I do not need to tell me that before he got divorced to marry her, because the pasuk already speaks specifically and tells me about honest, you have to marry her. Now, in the acharav, I'll use it for the topic of afterwards to tell you if to get remarried. So, what do we say like this? Once you shame yourself, I don't need the pasuk. Correct? It's superfluous. She's already married. So I'm going to use it for onus. Now to teach you, to tell you about onus, you have to marry her the first time, I don't need it. Because why?
It's already written.
It already says so. So what am I going to use it for?
Afterwards.
To remarry her. So I'm going to give you a special assay to remarry her. So this will be a lav anitik assay. This will be the new assay.
So is this also a warning so that they can give lashes if they have to?
No, this is not a warning. This is not a say. It's a positive command. It's not a warning.
No, I mean, don't divorce her.
Yes, usually that would mean lashes. However,
you're from the say, you learn how to know say.
Again,
no.
Don't divorce her
for a Kohen who can't remarry.
Right, so a Kohen will have, well, he'll get to, it'll be a lashes. But we're saying for the Yisrael now, we found an assay which came after the Lot's assay, meaning we have a special mitzvah, positive commandment. After you divorce, you have a special mitzvah to marry her. So this is assay will fix up the lot.
But what I'm saying is, the Kohen has to be warned, right? Before he's given lashes.
Yes, yeah, so all the halachas work. They'll go through whatever the regular halachas. Whatever you always need to get lashes. They'll go through all the steps.
Just back up a little bit real quick, because I don't... I know in the Moshe Rabbeinu assumed he's already married to her because of the assumption, right? But how did you just said that in onus you assume that he's already married?
Well, now I assume he's already. to tell me to marry her the first time, to marry her the first time, we have a pasuk specifically that says by onus lotiya leisha. I already have a pasuk to marry the person.
Right. It's already in there.
It's already in there.
It's not in Motzei Shemra.
Right. So therefore, so the pasuk on Motzei Shemra, which we're going to carry over to Onis, we'll use
on the backside.
On the backside to remarry.
Further on,
on the other side.
For the down the line.
For the afterwards, after you divorce her. Good. So this is the assay, and this is the reason why there will not be mal, because now we understand why there's no lashes. Because the assay that came afterwards, we'll fix up the list. I say, good.
Yeah.
Fine. However, again, the Gemara doesn't like this either. Why? Because the Gemara asks a simple question. What do you do just now? You have an extra pasuk by Motzei Shemra, right? Because you tell me, you don't need to tell me marry her. You're already married to her. Correct? So what do you do with it?
You threw it over to Onis.
Now you told me you don't need it for Onis before. Why?
Because it already says.
So you use it for Onis for afterwards, right? Why is that? It doesn't make sense what you just did. You know why? What's the whole thing of in it in you? Why do you take it from Motzei Shemra and use it for onus? Because you couldn't figure out what to do with it by Motzei Shemra. Correct? Why do you bring it over to onus? Because you couldn't do anything with it. Right? How does this whole thing work in it? How does it work in pulling things over from Motzei Shemra to onus? If you can't do anything with it, you move it over to a different similar idea.
Some place that it could apply.
Right? But over here, the Gemara is saying, you couldn't use it for Motzei Shemra itself.
Well,
on the backside marriage or the second marriage for Motzei Shemra. Let's say you stayed Motzei Shemra on a lady. Right? So you stayed married. Fine. She's already married. Maybe the pasuk is telling you, Latia Leisha, marry her the second time. That's the Gemara's questioning.
Right.
But if he was doing Motzei Shemra, wouldn't the Beis Din minimally fine him and give the money to the father?
That's also true, but he got divorced. He would pay money.
Does he have to get divorced, or can he simply make the accusation?
No, he didn't get divorced. He just made the accusation.
That's what I'm saying. He's still married, but he would still have to pay a fine to the father.
Yeah, he's still married, still has to pay a fine. But now, let's say he got divorced.
Fine and lashes.
Well, let's say he got divorced now, right? Now, maybe the Lasil Isha, but Mr. Shemra, that those extra words to marry, right? What did we say a minute ago? You don't have to tell me to get married. He's already married to her. Correct? That's what we said. That was our question, right? So I need it. Maybe I need it to tell you, but Mr. Shemra itself, you should get remarried. That's the Gemara's question. What did you do?
Not use it for onus.
Right. Why are you jumping, Tanya? Why are you jumping? Right?
Use it for itself.
Meaning, you have extra buzz on Mr. Shemra. I don't need it to tell me married, get married the first time. You're already married, right? So what do you do with it? Use it for onus. I don't need it for a first marriage bonus. So use it for a second marriage bonus.
right, to remarry. Why do you jump? You could have stayed in Mitzvah. If you're really going to a second marriage, you could have stayed where you are. Stay in Mitzvah Shemra. Right? And tell me, the pasuk is going on the second marriage. It's a good question, Chanan.
Yeah.
Why do you jump to Onis and use it for the second, the backside of Onis? You could have used it by yourself. You now that you can't do it in it, and you can only leave this topic if you have nothing to do with it over here. Right? You have nothing to do with it. But you have something to do. Use it for a second marriage, Mitzvah Shemra. And don't you have, why are you jumping to Onis? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense to do that. But the story is they're already mad. The story in the Torah
Rashi
is
said, Rashi
says. Rashi said, if that's the case, the case of Mitzvah Shemra is the person, the guy got engaged, and then he got married, right? And after he gets married, he said that she he claimed that she went with another man between when they were engaged and they were mad. That's the story. So the Torah doesn't tell me you should marry her. You're already mad. So the bar said,
when they found out that he's lying.
They found out that he's lying.
He's lying, and then he said, well, I don't want you anyway, and he divorced her.
But then he was right. But he was supposed to marry. So, right.
He's supposed to stay married.
Right. So why can you use it for the second time? What's your shame? That's the thing where I was questioning. Why are you using it for honest? Use it for what's your shame yourself. And what will help him with what's your shame, right? Maybe what's your shame is teaching me that sin comes after the lost that state. And therefore, you don't get malchus for what's your shame, and therefore, you will not get matzah mitzvah shemra. If the asay is bar mitzvah shemra, the asay is going to be after the pasuk. So therefore, you should not get matzah mitzvah shemra.
You mean additional makos?
Yeah, besides for the other one. Besides for
the
other.
Oh, so when you're getting makos, so just to back up a second. Mitzvah shemra.
What the original makos of getting mitzvah shemra, you get makos. That's first of all. You for sure get it.
That you don't avoid by that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Meet it out.
Yeah, because you did what that's for being Mitzvah Shemra on it. The Malchus that we're dealing with now is you divorced her. So now you deserve Malchus for divorcing her. This Malchus. So now, fix it with Asay, of Lestili Yisho Mitzvah Shemra, that you remarried her, and therefore you shouldn't get Malchus, because of the Asay of Mitzvah Shemra itself. Good? Everything's good? I mean, it wasn't the Malchus of the Mitzvah Shemra. It's you're getting lashed for divorcing her. That you for sure get. You can't get out of that. That you have to pay. It's the worst. Pay and get malchus. Good. So we're saying, use it for what's the shame around itself. That's the worst question there. What's the Gemara say over here? One, two, three. Right, four lines from the narrow lines. The Eman say, why do you save him? Ain't an Indian. The fun of the Mitzvah Shemra, you can't use it for the topic of the before they got divorced in the scenario of Mitzvah Shemra. Tneu inyan la'achrav di day, save for the topic of after it itself. To what? To teach me the Lailaki, to teach me that you don't get Malchus. Yeah, so that's the Mar's question. You have an extra positive Mitzvah Shemra. So use it for Mitzvah Shemra. You have an extra positive that tells me that you have to marry her. So use it for Mitzvah Shemra. You have to marry her the second time to remarry her. Good question. Why are you jumping it to a different scenario, to the case of honest? Use it by in your own case to teach me that the Asay comes after the Lose. The Asay teaches me. That's Lavanitik Lase. You shouldn't get Malchus over there. That's the Gemara's question.
So if you use it for Mitzvah Shemra for the remarriage,
right?
You can't use it for the onus.
Correct. Yeah, because you already used it so far over there. It's coming to teach me the case of Mitzvah Shemra. Correct. That's the wise question. Use it just for Mitzvah Shemra. Fine. Then why is it asking a second? Just learn. Also move it over to it. But right now, the pasuk itself should stay for Mitzvah Shemra.
You don't have to jump to there and then jump back.
Yes, the Gemara says enechanami. Enechanami means it's like a phrase means you're right. You're right. You know what? You're right. Tell me that the pasuk Bava Mitzvah Shemra is going to stay in Bava Mitzvah Shemra. Right? You're right.
This subject.
Good. To the remarriage. You're right. The pasuk of Tehillah Isha, I'll use it for this case of. I'll use it for the case of Mitzvah Shemra. So, I think why I say, however, still, Va'asi Onis, but bring the case of Onis, the Gamar Mine, and learn it from Mitzvah Shemra. Why I say, fine. No. Sorry, granted, it's true that the Pasuk is coming for Mitzvah Shemra. It's teaching you there's a mitzvah to remarry her by Mitzvah Shemra, right? Why can't you learn the case of Onus from Mitzvah Shemra?
Maya says, fine. You brought me a case. So the Maya says, one second. How do you want to do that? What, you going backwards? The Maya says, we just tried that already. The Maya says, but my government, how do you want to learn it? If you want to try to make a kavachomer, even mamatzinu, you want to do a mamatzinu, you could ask, like we already asked. I'll tell you, malo mitzi shemra. She can last a meister. Mitzi shemra didn't do an act right. What do you want? Either you want to do a mamatzinu. What's a mamatzinu? A mamatzinu is a rule that one of the ways you learn it, you're allowed to compare it. If my scenario is compared to your scenario, they're similar scenarios. So the Torah said halacha by you, I can learn it to me.
Didn't we just start today the mamatzinu? That's what we just did.
Today, right.
Right now, we just did the mamatzinu, correct? The exercise we just did right now of this, all these examples of putting it.
Only the last one. No, really, it wasn't so much mamatzinu. The first two tries were really coming out of kavah chomers. The first try, and the third try was also it's more because it was an extra pasuk by mitzvah shemar. Mamatzinu is just simply the fact that me and you are similar. The Torah said something about you. Let's say, for example, the Torah said something about mitzvah shemra. It's a mitzvah to remarry the second time. So I'll say, onus is the same thing. The Torah told me to marry her, don't divorce her. So I'll just bring it over, because it's the same type of topic. That would be very, very similar. Right? It's like, why is it you can't do that? Because you already showed me there's a lot of differences between mitzvah shemra and onus. You already showed me.
Try every combination.
Right, you showed it. You told me this has this. Here, there's a mice. There's no action.
We've got two laws.
Yeah, this guy has a
punishment. This was
action.
Speech. This was
yeah.
Action.
So, right. So, one thing you're gonna be lost. Don't try to make kavuchamers don't work. For sure, mamatzinu is so delicate because I'm trying to show that they're safe. Like the rashi, even if you find the slightest difference between the two scenarios, the mamatzinu fall. Mamatzinu means what we find from here should be over here. It means mamatzinu. What they find over here, we should bring over here. But basically, the Gemara says there's no such thing. Our cases are very different. So you can't learn onus from Mitzvah Shemra just out of a Kavah Chomer or a Mamatzinu. The Gemara says basically, you can't learn out any of them. So right now, this is the end of this whole thing of Ula, trying to figure out why there's an extra assay over here. Right? We're trying to figure out onus, Mitzvah Shemra. We're going to have to come up with a new prayer. We're going to have to come up with a new plan how to figure out why there's a new assay over here. Let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi, Hare Ishtahi. Rashi, Hare Ishtahi. Twelve lines from the wide line. 12 lines from the wide line. We said that you don't need a pasuk when it's a shame, right? This is the third attempt. Why do I need a pasuk? It's telling me to marry her. Hare Ishtahi, because it's already his wife. Shekvar Kitcha, he already did Kedushin. Venasa and Nisuan, he already married her. That's the scenario. Right? He already married her. But in the case of Mitzvah Shemra, he's already married her. Right? So, what do I need a pasuk for? Right, so we said, must be, I'll use it for, I don't need it for onus, I'll use it for after onus. The way I say, no, the way I answer is no such thing, because just use it for Mitzvah Shemra itself. When I say, use it for Mitzvah Shemra itself, that was the Gemara's refutation. Correct? What's the refutation? Use it for Mitzvah Shemra itself. If there's a mitzvah to marry her, but Mitzvah Shemra to remarry. So then, where as the Garamine, to learn onus from there. What does Rashi say? The chi hechi, just like the Mitzvah Shemra, loy lucky. But in the case of Mitzvah Shemra, loy lucky begerishin, right? Imhechser, he does not get the malchus when he divorced her. So if she rested, if he brings her back, onus not only loy lucky, onus also you should not get lashes. In the case of onus also you shouldn't get lashes. Just you can compare it to the case of Mitzvah Shemra. Very similar scenarios. Similar to halacha, so compare.
Why is Rashi saying im yachzer?
That's a good question.
Im yachzer, no.
He's saying if you return. He's not saying when you return. He's saying you get malchus, not if you divorce her, but if you return.
He means im yachzer, if you're able
to return.
It's like holding over your head. The guy's got the lash, but he says, "Wait, I might marry her."
He's not saying it's related to marrying her. He's saying if the malchus, if you remarry, not if
you don't marry. Right.
But he's saying if you remarry, that's when you're chai with the malchus. That's
what No,
Sorry.
I know your question. You're saying why is Rashi if you actually have to re?
It's phrased like we're talking about if in the event that you're married.
Well, that's right. That's a good question.
That's
not the opposite.
That's what's holding up the
not the opposite, but the other way.
You don't have to marry. You don't have to marry. What's the other one?
One is when you divorce, or if you divorce, and one is if you return.
Right.
I said, just like when it's a shamer, you don't get malchus gerushin if you bring her back.
In other words, theoretically, he should get lasses for divorcing her. The pasuk says you're
if you divorce her, I'm just saying if you marry her.
No, if you remarry her.
If you remarry her.
That's what's holding up your lashes. You divorced her. No, no, keep it, Grushin, mama. Im Yadzor. That's what's holding up the lashes. You didn't really take her back yet.
But the whole thing that's
holding you off. That's holding up the latch. The guy's ready to whip you. Say, wait a minute, I might marry her. Oh, okay.
But if he's a Kohen,
then he gets latches.
Exactly.
Right. We're not talking about what Kohen is.
Let's see Rashi. let's see Rashi. Next Rashi. He said, if you're going to want to try to learn out the Mamatsir, you can't learn it out. If you're going to want to learn that with a Kaval Chomer, right? So what would be your Kaval Chomer? Let's say, like we tried earlier, like back to what we the Kaval Chomer made earlier. You're going to say, Mama, it's a Shemra, she'll like it, Umeshale, with Chilasai. If my Shemra gets Malkos and pays in the beginning, in a like of a Gerishin, still you don't get Malkos. Ones Lakoshkin, Ones, where we do not give you lashes and you don't and pay, we don't give you double jeopardy, all, right? Lakoshkin, for sure, right? Isn't it all the more so that you should not get malchus? But the Marisa, you basically, the Marisa, we already came out where they're very different. You can't make kalachomer, you can't make comparisons. Therefore, you have to try a new reason, new way to find a assay that came after the lap.
Rashi's bringing out all these stuff, the stuff that we've already gone through, all the stuff that we know, and the Gemara's going through stuff we've already gone through. What's going on here, actually?
So that's a good question. You're asking why? So it sounds like to me that the Gemara is saying, it could be like you were saying, like we're trying to understand Ula better. I mean, we're saying maybe this is what Ula meant. Meaning that they weren't saying, we said, why say before, say it afterwards. I mean, wait a minute.
We've gone through these cases, and Rashi's saying it, he's just reiterating what's already been stated, what's already been understood up to this point.
So you want to know what's the Gemara said, learn it out. I mean, the Gemara said, Asya Aynes for Gemara. So we're saying, Gemara says, why don't you just learn Aynes from there? So you're saying, the Gemara's question that it makes sense, really. Gemara said, learn it from Aynes. Gemara said, learn Aynes from Matsu Shema, right? So you're saying, so they want to just answer, we already said you can't do that from Kavachar and Manasi, it doesn't work. Doesn't work out. So you're saying, why is it more, I have to like reiterate, why are we going back into this thing again?
Don't Rashi.
Well, Rashi explained the Gemara. Rashi explained the Gemara. The Gemara went all the way back. Why is it more to think, like, what's worth having is going to go back in and what's it called, and try to...
You're working on the Rashi called the Kavachar? So the Rashi you're working on? Huh? Mm-hmm. He's making a couple of women from the. He's saying, look, this guy's already got whipped.
Rabbi, it's
the Gemara. He's a criminal.
Rabbi, the Gemara says.
And now, so he should be getting another one. He's probably did it again.
Rabbi, that's asking a valid question. Why is the Gemara even think to go back into this? Like, why would we think to compare Onus to Mr. Shemra? Right? I already went through the whole Amud. I just went through why you can't make Kavachar. I showed you why they're different. Like, why, like, again? Why do you think again? Why say, oh, so maybe learn it from there. I just showed you the whole other why you can't learn it from you can't learn it from a Tishemra. Hey, but anyway, I wasn't asking the same exact point. We were coming from a different angle.
But we've already proved why you can't learn from one to the other. And then even the reverse, we proved we can't learn from that one to the other. They're both going to be in different ways. So why go back to that? And all the more so, why go back to what's it called? Mamatsinu.
No, you have to realize, we're doing the same exact thing we did before. Before, we're trying to figure out why the pasuk is extra, right? And everyone's have a extra pasuk, then we'll use it for after. Now we're saying, stop. We want to come out from the rule. End result. The end result was when you share, you tell me there's no malchus, right? So learn out that end result to me. It wasn't doing asking the same. We're not doing exactly the same thing, which is it's not just why the Gemara didn't understand. It's not going to be a good comparison. The Gemara is saying if your end result, so learn your end result from when you share that you don't get malchus. Too honest. The end result should be you shouldn't get malchus. But here, it's a good question. I don't know why what the Havamina it was. That's what I'm learning. But Eon, next time.
Question on the Rashi here, Makal Homer. It says, Ma Motzi Shemra, Loka Umashalim. So, Motzi Shemra get lashes and face. Tchiloso, Enu Loka Begirushin. So,
Ma Motzi Shemra, Shaloka Umashalim, but Tchiloso.
Okay, and we don't get lashes. He doesn't lash him if he divorces her. But I thought that is, he's over a lav of the don't divorce her.
So
why wouldn't he get lashes?
Because we have an extra pasuk of Latiyali Isha that came afterwards, which fixed it up. I mean, the Maskana Sagamar was the Latiyali Isha Moshe Shemra is coming for afterwards. I mean that's the thing where it came out.
Right, that's okay.
That the asay afterwards fixes up the don't divorce him. The asay of Lasiya Leisha of Masay Shemra is specifically referring to the second time, remarrying her.
It's assuming good? He can.
What's that? Final Baruch, that's good?
Yeah.
The asay that's already in the
pasuk. The asay of Lasiya Leisha, right, is really going afterwards. It's really going for afterwards to remarry her. So therefore, this will fix up the what's that say? Good, everyone's happy so far? So that was
so that's so the Motzi Shemra that already got his lashes and paid, and now if he divorces her, he really should get lashed because they overlap, but he's not because since he was already married to her, he's already Ishto, he can use it for afterwards.
Correct.
Remarry her, and that'll avoid the mountains.
Perfect. Exactly. That's the end point of this scenario. So cut it out like this. In the case of Motzi Shemra, you will not get Malchus afterwards. Why not? There we understand. Because there, the pasuk of Asili Isha will come after remarrying, and therefore you do not get Malchus. However, we still don't understand why, in the case of Onis, you don't get Malchus. Right? In the case we're still stuck, we're still trying to figure it out. In the case of Onis, where you divorced her, right? You did a lesson, you should get Malchus, right? You divorced her. So why is there no Malchus over there? We're still searching for Asay to remarry her by Onis. Right? At this point, we have Asay for remarrying a moment to Shemra. And therefore, you wouldn't get Malchus. But how do you know about Onis? That's what we're still trying to figure out.
So, where's time?
Rabbi helps us. Ella, my Rabbi. Rabbi says, Kol Yamav, right, in the second wide line, all his days, but Amal Behechzer. What does it mean? Kol Yamav is the words of the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha, he's not able to send her away. Kol Yamav, all his days. Now, we don't need those words, all his days. Obviously, don't send her away. I don't know. Obviously, all your days. So what are the extra words, superfluous? What do you mean call Yama all your days? So making a drasha that don't send her away because we're always going to keep making you take her back. L'suchel shachla, don't send her away all your days. Which means even if you divorce her, we're going to make you remarry her. And you're still not going to be able to send her. You're never going to be able to get rid of her. Which means, call Yama is teaching me, every time you divorce her, you're going to have to remarry her again. I'm going to put on you again, L'suchel shachla.
You can remarry your wife even as many times as
you. If she remarried a different man in between, you can remarry her. If a person divorces, someone divorces their wife, and then she didn't marry any other man in between.
She didn't
marry anyone else.
But in that case, he wouldn't get lashes because it wasn't biyadam, it wasn't through his hand that he's not able to fulfill it. If she remarried.
So there,
that's a comes later on.
Right.
The more discussion.
This is from the notes of Rafael Bar. Right. But we'll see. It's from the put out table. Then we got extra credit next week.
He's right below the
box. No, you're right. We'll see later. True.
But he still has a financial penalty when he remarries.
He's still a financial what? Because he still has a financial penalty.
Shelby Brothers. You can make it as expensive as you want.
What? Shelby Brothers? It's only a one night thing.
You're right.
You can have a big wing ding, or you can go down to the barber shop. I was at a marriage where the guy brought three ugot and four babuks of shtia, and that was the whole wedding.
No, ours was four loaves of bread and a platter of kol kas.
But you didn't invite me.
So let's see Rava. Let's see Rava's pshat. Ra'el amar Rava, kol yama ba'amad v'hechzer. All his days, which means the extra words of kol yama, tells you, you're standing and returning. I don't know what you call this name. I'm sure there's something in English. So you always...
Standing to have the ability to return.
Right. You can always have to be taking her back. So when the Torah tells you don't send her away all your days, means don't send her away all your days, because it means you have to keep taking her back. On all your days, you have a tag on you that says don't send her away. Which means the first time you have to marry her is from the Pasuk L'Asiya L'Isha. How do you have to know? We're still searching for a source that tells me that you have to remarry her. Right?
From the words.
From the words, Kol Yamav. Says that don't send away all your days, that's referring to, and if you do, you have to keep on remarrying her every time you do it. So don't send her away, which means, again, remarry her. So that's the asay that will fix up the lav. And that's why, honestly, you don't get mal, because even if a man divorced, every time he divorced, so he doesn't get lashes. Right? In the case of Onis, right? We tell him first, like, see, you have to marry her. Good? Now he divorced her. Right? Now he divorced. How do we know if he has to remarry her?
Call Yamav.
Call Yamav. Is a new pasuk that teaches me have to keep remarrying her. So again, at the end of the day, according to Rav, we have a pshat.
So switching it really, it's a negative to a positive. We make a lavani talk again.
Correct. Kol Yamav is
it really could be associated with when you first read it as almost as a negative.
Yeah, but it's not. But we're explaining that. We're explaining
right,
it.
But it's switching to a
work under us. So therefore,
for the back of oh yes.
Perfect. So it's a back on us, which means making a laugh and a tikla asay. This asay fixes up your laugh. The asay of Kol Yamav, bring her back all your days, fix up your laugh of don't divorce her. Therefore, there's no lashes when you divorce. Even every time you divorce her, there's going to be no lashes. Very good.
Now,
let's see.
What happens if she says no?
If she says no, if he
that's
divorces.
Not your fault.
She says no. Like he said, also, I don't think you would. If you can technically marry her, she doesn't want to. It's still she might change her mind.
Yeah,
there's still no malchus.
And also, I think by the case of rape, also he can't.
Nahon,
he can't rape a woman and say, "Oh, now you have to marry me." She says, "Forget it. I want me to marry a rapist. Forget it. Oh, I don't like you."
Right. It's only if she wants.
Nahon. You can't force a woman to marry you.
What?
Don't call your mom. Don't call
the color. What color is the rabbi's halila? Maybe color. Color is
my. Okay, boss.
Sasha, maybe color is, you know, it says color is to include the nights. You know, like you say by the. We say by the Seder also. Color, right? Right? Color is. Color is. Color is. Color is to include the length and the days. Right? Maybe color. Also, and also, color is also the days of Mashiach. To be married here forever. But. Yeah, fine. Let's see Rashi. Let's just see this. Let's try to finish it. Let's try to finish one more Rashi, and then we'll let everybody relax. Ella Amar Rava. Let's see this big Rashi. Let's stand this. Kol Yom Amar Rav. Amar Rava. Kol Yom. Yeah, everybody relax. We're just finishing one more Rashi. Amar Ella Amar Rava. Right.
The last in the smaller house.
Right. The last Rashi in the narrow. Haditani about Einus. This we learned in the case of Einus Machzir. That you return her, you remarry her. Ve'ena loike, you did not get lashes. Taima, the reason is mishum da'al karcha lav shenitik lashes. We are forced to say. It's an interesting Rashi. Why I said we're forced to say. We're forced to find a reason why it's a lav that's removed. That it's a lav shenitik, which is removed by asay. Now, so what's going to be the asay over here? The amar kura kol yama. The pasuk says it says in the Quran, the Torah, the pasuk kol yamav says the words all his days. Right? Don't send away all his days. It didn't have to write Ella only. You're not allowed to send her away, correct? My kol yamav. What does it say? Why does it say all his days? How do you come? This is what it means to say. Like she shouldn't be like sent away in a situation of being sent away all his days. Ella rather yachzi ren and return her for al karcha, and therefore he's forced. We're forced that it's an amud behezer. It's forced that she's in a case she's standing. Where you're like in a standing situation, that you have to keep on bringing her back. Kamar, that's what it's saying. But how can you kamar? This is what the pasuk means to say. First, he should be from your wife to marry the first time. Im shalcha, if you sent her away. Should not be she sent away l'chol yama for all his days. So that's why, hare, behold, ha'asei, this is going to be the asei. Achar ha'avar salaf, after the transgression of the laf, and therefore, this is why it makes sense that in the case of onus, we finally stand at the end of the week, after the whole week, why in the case of onus, you do not get malchus. Because you have the asei of kol yama, of teaching us to keep on taking her back, which fixes up your laf of sending her away. Baruch Hashem, at least at the end of the week, you can say, at least I understand now why. In case you're honest, you don't get malchus. Baruch Hashem. We're still not.